Dive right back into it on a Tuesday, 8 o'clock. Good for Matt, good for Bob, bad for me on a Tuesday. But you guys, rainy day?
Rainy day's a good day.
I just want to win, Jim. I was going to say, you just snuggle? You just...
Today feels like the first full day of fall, doesn't it?
Wasn't that yesterday?
No, the half day. It started like 1 o'clock yesterday. So gotcha. Today is the first full day of the autumnal... something. Even the word.
You're sounding so smart.
I know
there.
I was. The autumnal equinox or something, right? And so, yeah, today's the first full day of fall. You could feel it in the air a little bit out there with that muggy humidity, a kid. But the rain and it just looks like fall outside right now. So enjoy your day. Be careful driving, please.
Seriously, slow down.
Yeah. But it is a wonderful day to do Bob's Boneheads.
Rob. Bob's Boneheads.
You're an idiot. You don't know what you're talking about. Kind of like it raw.
Dang it. All right. I'll put it back.
That's fine. Now,
worked on that.
My bonehead of the week goes to Matt LaFleur this week. You lost to the Cleveland Browns, okay? You can't lose to the Cleveland Browns. I don't care how good they play on defense or anything like that. They're still the Cleveland Browns, and you're the Green Bay Packers. 72 hours ago, we were talking about the Green Bay Packers being one of the best teams in the NFL. And then you go out and you lose to the Cleveland Browns. I thought he was the least prepared head coach on Sunday. If you're going to be considered one of those best teams in the league, you can't lose to the Cleveland Browns, right? You just can't lose that type of game. It's unacceptable. And that happened to me because the coach didn't have the team ready and prepared for the Cleveland Browns. It happens a lot in life. You get, ooh, I got vacation in 2 weeks. You look ahead, you forget about the week at hand. You don't take care of the tasks at the week at hand because you were looking ahead to that vacation. Winning in the NFL happens during the week. You put together that game plan all week long, right? You're putting together your offense. You're putting together your defense. Saturday night, you put a bow on it, and Sunday, you go out there and you do your performance. If the team doesn't feel like the game is significant, they won't treat it as such. The way that the Packers played this weekend against Cleveland told me that their coach and their coaching staff and their organization probably didn't take that game as serious as they needed to take that game with Dallas on the horizon, right? Mm. You got a guy going back. We've been talking about this game for how long now? 5 weeks since the trade happened. Everybody's had this game circled. It's human nature, but that's where a good leader and a good head coach gets in the way and puts out the cheese like Parcells used to be. The rats take the cheese. Don't get caught in the trap. Don't get caught in the trap. It's a trap game. Don't get caught in the trap. And the Green Bay Packers got caught in the trap. That happens with a new head coach. You see it a lot. Hopefully he learns. And hopefully for everybody in the NFL, the biggest learning experience this week was from Matt LaFleur. You better take everybody seriously. And if you don't take everybody seriously, you're going to lose to the Cleveland Browns. Hopefully Matt LaFleur got the biggest wake-up call in the NFL this week, because I do take that loss and I blame it solely on the head coach for not having his team prepared and focused and ready to go for that game. Hard to get up for the Browns, I know, but this is the NFL. You got 17 days a year where you need to be at your best.
Yeah, because we played that audio last week of the guy that said, you know, we're not worried about undefeated. We're 2-0. We're on to the next week. It's week by week. And we're like, hey, that's a good mindset.
Great.
And then there were other audio clips throughout the week where the Packers were talking about, you know, well,
we can go undefeated.
Right. Yeah. And, you know, a little bit of that is...
At 2-0, we're having that conversation.
Yeah.
Well, LaFleur commented on that.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, I'll play the audio here. Him responding to the boneheadedness.
Well, he did respond. That's where I was going.
Well, I just think this league is such a week-to-week league, and you can never lose sight of that. And you can't take any moment, any game for granted. And the goal, and I've said it a million times to you guys, I don't think I've obviously said it enough to our team, the goal is to go 1-0 every week. And it pisses me off when we start talking about things outside of the next game, things that are way down the road. Like, focus on, keep the focus on the present, on the now, and worry about getting better each and every day.
That's a great message. Is he delivering that to his team to their face, or is he delivering that message to his team through the media? Because I think Andy Reid did some media stuff last week, delivering messages through the media last week to his football team. But Andy Reid's also going to confront guys. He's been doing this for 50 years in the NFL. Matt LaFleur, does he have enough street cred to go to those players and say, guys, this is what I need? Are they going to roll their eyes at him? Is he going to be that leader that gets the message across? if he's preaching all that stuff and then they went out there and played like that against Cleveland, his message is not getting across. It's getting lost in translation. And so if I'm Matt LaFleur, I'm having a huge sit down with his team this week and saying, yeah, we're 2-1, guys. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter that we're 2-1 right now. We just went out there and we got beat because we weren't focused. We have got to change that. And that may be their Tennessee game from the first Super Bowl run for Kansas City, right? That may be the Raider Christmas Day game a couple of years ago for the Chiefs, where you have that stinker out loud and it resets you. Cleveland may just be getting theirs in week three, and now they may end up going, 16-1 the rest of the way and finishing, with just one loss on the season. That's how you have to use that loss in the NFL. But this goes back to the coach. How much did he learn now from that loss and from that really bad performance against the Cleveland Browns? There's nothing good that day for Green Bay.
I mean, sometimes getting punched in the mouth humbly is one of the best things that can change your season. Maybe Green Bay takes that loss and it's a blessing in disguise. And maybe they move forward and it's something where they never let themselves get to that point again. I mean, Jordan Love collapsed in the second half. Josh Jacobs, nowhere to be found. They are also without, one of their receivers who got hurt, obviously, in the week before that. Romeo Doubs had to step up. They have yet to really incorporate their rookie wide receiver that they were super excited about.
He had one really good long ball.
Did he get hurt?
No, that was Jaden Reed.
Okay, wasn't the rookie guy.
Golden, no. He had one great catch. Probably could have stayed in bounds, but similar to Xavier Worthy last year, I don't think he knew where he was at on the field. I think he could have gone for a touchdown, but he stepped out of bounds.
Yeah, that sucks. But again, that's a rookie. You learn those things, as you move forward and whatnot. But you can't let one loss become two. You've got to stop that right now.
100%.
If you're the Green Bay Packers, and that's, one of those losses, man, those are bad. But they're not as bad if you use it for good. And sometimes now you can get your message across a little bit more.
Yeah, I mean, I just look.
Same
I think
with the Chiefs.
Yes, it's exactly the same. With the Chiefs. Yeah,
I was saying. You also look at how massive that win is against Detroit, Week One for the Packers.
Huge,
because that loss woke up Detroit. Does this loss wake up Green Bay against the Browns? Because nobody wants to lose the Browns. The Browns won that game, and it looked like the Chicago White Sox when they won their first game in the MLB season this year, and they're champagne showering in the locker room.
It's awesome.
I mean, look, that good for the Browns.
Good for them.
They killed 10% of Survivor Leagues. 10% of the nation in Survivor Leagues were like, absolutely not.
I mean, if you're in a Survivor League, that was the week everybody should have picked the Green Bay Packers, right?
I probably would have. I was already killed in my Survivor League in week two. Thanks, Denver Broncos.
Denver, the Colts.
These are our Colts. Yes. This is our team.
People are going to be loading up on the Colts now. This is the week where everybody loads up on the Colts and they go out there and they lose. How many have Tennessee?
They just beat Tennessee.
They have the Rams this week. The Colts do? Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, exactly.
Got some revenge coming from L.A.
I'd like to know the percentage of everybody using Buffalo this week.
Mm-hmm.
Who do they have this week?
New Orleans at home.
That's right, New Orleans.
15.5 favorites.
You use them every week. That schedule's just cake city.
Yeah, I think this is probably the Buffalo week.
It's a good week for it.
How many people in a Survivor League will pick either Baltimore or Kansas City this week?
That's a risk.
I mean, I would imagine that if you look at Survivor Leagues around the NFL, around the country, I would say 1% of all Survivor Leagues have somebody picking that game, right?
Yeah. Not a lot, but there's some. But yeah, that's a risk, dude.
I mean, you must have already used Green Bay or whoever. Yes. Yeah. Let me ask you this. Is Detroit now a better team than Green Bay? I mean, I know Green Bay beat Detroit, but Detroit has looked really impressive in their last two games.
I mean, Detroit beat the snot out of the Chicago Bears,
right?
Which I think a little bit of that to play some sort of other side of it was a little bit of like Dan Campbell trying to give it to his,
yeah,
100%. That was more so like, we're going to pull out all your old trick plays. We're going to show you that we got them. And then, Ben Johnson couldn't even call him Jared Goff, even though he was with him for 3 years.
And that was petty.
That was one of those things. So, I mean, I don't know, man. It's one of those things. You got to trust Detroit. I mean, they have the best running back duo in the league. They have a solid offensive line. They have three pretty damn good options that they know how to use at receiver. I mean, LaPorta caught, three straight passes on third down last night. Amon-Ra St. Brown went nuts once they, started to forget about him, which I don't know why you do that. One of the most underappreciated wide receivers. And I hate to say this, but Aiden Hutchinson might be back.
Oh, he's definitely back. There's no heat. No. I mean, that guy is back.
You talk about our offensive line, and they're going to get that guy in two weeks?
Three weeks.
Oh, boy. Hello, Juwan Taylor. You better not be anywhere in Kansas City when Aiden Hutchinson touched down.
I mean, you're just going to have a tight end at all times inside there to help Juwan Taylor.
You got a chip.
You're going to have no choice. But you know what? Run the football and then run right past him. Let him come up the field. You go up the other side of the field, and boom, you're done. And that's how you neutralize Aiden Hutchinson. It's not that hard.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt about it. More Survivor League picks this week. Buffalo or Detroit?
Who's Detroit got?
Cleveland at home.
Oh,
You know, they're riding high.
Yeah, of course.
Like, dude, we'd be one of the best teams in the NFL this year. Call it a day.
Yeah, no, they'll go to 3-1 and then head to Kansas City feeling really good about themselves, right?
Right.
Gosh, one of the Ravens Chiefs are going to be 1-3. That's insane.
Ravens defense, 31st in points per game, 32nd in yards per game, 29th in sacks, 21st in takeaways. That's a defense you can get healthy on this week. Those are the numbers right now. I just read them off of NFL Network. They are one of the worst defenses in the league. Baltimore is not your daddy's Baltimore anymore on defense. Go out there and expose them, man. This is the week you can get healthy. 31st in points per game given up, 32nd in total yards.
Wow.
Go get healthy. This is the week to do it. Yeah. This is the week to do it, guys.
BLT stinky. That's Baltimore in an acronym.